Hindrance to union. Personality. This meditation is based on the book Light of the Soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali. Please read the meditation document on the hindrance, personality, so you understand the nuances of the hindrance. The sense of personality, or I-ness, is due to the identification of the knower with the instruments of knowledge. The lower ego, or personality, develops as the mind is used to gather information about the external world. And then we cling to that personal self. Gregory Kramer describes it as identities based on hungers for pleasure that are locked into place by ignorance. The advanced use of the mind is the one which the first five means of yoga bring about. The power to transmit the brain, the thoughts, the wishes, and the will of the soul. As this develops, the sense of identification with the not-self becomes steadily less. Using these Raja Yoga means help train the mind to be used by the soul as an organ of vision, where the soul itself is contacted and known. The final three means of yoga bring this about. If the aspirant will regard the development and full use of his mind, the sixth sense, as his immediate objective, and understand clearly the three purposes for which it is intended, he will then make rapid progress. The sense of personality will fade away, and identification with the soul will ensue. You will also see in the document the seed thoughts and questions to ask yourself as a basis for your meditation throughout the month. Meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with the spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. Visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your three personality vehicles. Assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker, focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return. Unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun, hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. Seed thoughts to use for the month. The personality sense of I is caused by the knower or seer identifying with its instruments of knowledge. To what extent do I so identify? What do I need to do now to change this? The mind is an organ of vision and enables the realm of the soul to be contacted and known. To what extent do I control the mind? How do I know when I've contacted the world of souls? Can I contact that world now? The seer is pure knowledge, gnosis. But look upon the lower world through the medium of the mind. I imagine myself as the seer looking upon the world through a quiet mind. What do I see? Visualize a counterbalancing thought, such as selflessness. Try to get a strong sense of your personality self and the way it needs to prove its worth to the world. Its specialness, in order to feel okay about itself. Then visualize yourself as being confident inside, secure with the inner strength of a child of God. Try now to get a sense of being selfless, without ego, without the need to prove yourself to the world. How good does this feel? See yourself moving confidently into life without ego and feeling strong and secure inside. Throughout the month, endeavor to be selfless in your thoughts, words, and actions. Visualization exercise. This should only take a minute or so. Choose one obstacle which you believe you have and that you wish to work with. Very briefly realize how the obstacle prevents you from moving forward spiritually. Determine that you will eliminate the obstacle. Using your will and your powers of concentration, for a few seconds, visualize yourself demonstrating the opposite positive quality. Now follow the Raja Yoga meditation method. Each day, select one of the seed thoughts in the assigned document and focus on it. Meditate by analyzing the seed thought, using sequential thinking until you gain a synthetic understanding. Contemplate on it by holding your consciousness high above the mind and open it to divine inspiration. Expect a soul-inspired thought or symbol to drop into your consciousness. Illumination comes as you recall any insights and summarize and ground them in your memory. Lower interlude. With deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insights you received during the meditation, summarizing with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. This work is very important as it will ground your consciousness back into your brain, helping to overcome the problem of spacing out. And it's going to train your mind to do the necessary work of interpreting intuitive insight. It also completes the underlying exercise of building the antacarana. Distribution. Sound the great invocation, followed by the sacred word Om 3 times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.